1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We are proud to serve the agricultural community. Mel's Tire can dispatch trucks to get you back in the field when any tire problems arise. And our store in Emporia stocks tires specifically made for farm vehicle performance. So the next time you have a farm tire need, call us at Mel's Tire or see us at 915 Graham in Emporia.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
Hey, VOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this second day of June morning. Beautiful start to the day, sunshine 55 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Unbound Gravel organizers Christy Moan and Ben Sachs. Christy, good morning.
Morning.
How you morning. Doing? Thanks for having us on.
Ben, how are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I'm excited for a full weekend of activities.
Well, and that weekend starts here, what, tomorrow here, Ben, correct?
Well, you know, for us,
in a way.
It starts today and, you know, starting everything, loading in our expo. But, yes, for all the participants and, you know, all of our riders and spectators, things kick off tomorrow with the All Things Gravel Expo opening at 3 p.m.
All right. So yeah, that will kick things off at Expo in play Thursday and again on Friday. So, Christy, a lot of activity on Mechanic Street then today to get all these vendors set up, huh?
Oh, yeah. It looks great. It's going to be fun seeing everybody rolling in.
And how good do those banners look downtown, Christy? Notice those up, and yeah, that's quite a nice sight, isn't it?
It's always fun when those go up. It's kind of like when when they used to put the Christmas stars up.
That's going to the Wayback Machine.
Yeah.
Ben, what can folks expect here at the All Gravel Expo here this year?
You said what can they expect?
Yeah,
to
yeah. What can folks expect?
Yeah, so it's super fun. We have tons of different vendors and representatives of different brands across the bicycle and outdoor industry coming to you know, just interact with the public and you know, talk about new products and news and just, you know, get to meet and greet. So it's a great opportunity, you know, particularly for all of us interested in bikes and outdoor activities, getting to meet and interact with some cool people, maybe get some sweet swag items so you can rep these fun brands, and yeah, just also seeing all of your friends and people from, you know, from the cycling and outdoor community, you know, hanging out and getting food and beer and having a good time.
So the All Things Gravel Expo officially starts at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, goes until 8 p.m. Christy, do riders get to start signing up tomorrow as well?
Yes, they sure do. We expanded that rider check-in this year with the 25 and 50 mile events being on Friday. We went ahead and opened up the expo. I'm trying to get that time for you guys. Ben, do you have that off the top of your head?
Sign in from 3 until 8,
yep.
I think I have on my
there
list.
There you go.
Yep.
Yep. There it is.
Yep.
Okay.
Same, yep.
There
same,
it is.
Same as
right
the expo,
there.
3 until 8.
And,
yep. Yep. And then, of course, the expo goes on until, you know, through Friday. And that is from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., as well as there's extra activities at the expo this year versus in previous years because of the fact that the shorter courses have moved to Friday. So we got our juniors racers starting off at 10 a.m. for their 25-mile race, and then 25 and 50-mile riders are taking off at 10:30, right there from the expo at 8th and Mechanic. And you can go and be at the expo and cheer them on as they finish their ride coming back into the expo throughout the day.
So they'll be leaving from 8th and Mechanic, and they'll be heading north, Ben?
They're going north, yep. They go up towards Americus. The 50-mile route goes all the way out to Lake Cahola, and then they come right back into town through through ESU campus and down Market Street to come back into the expo at right there again at 8th and Mechanic.
Okay.
Same place they left.
Yeah, we're talking about Friday launch time for the Gravel Juniors and the 50 and 25 milers at 10:30. Christy, what about the XLers? How many XLers? And this is 350 ridiculous gravel miles.
Well, you guys should know. You're signed up for it, right?
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. It's a team effort.
They're going to be leaving at 3 o'clock from the expo as well. And we're anticipating right around 140 riders doing that 350. So crazy times there for sure. But I think those people are really pumped and ready to do it for sure.
Yeah, they're definitely ready. For those in the 350, besides the extra length from the traditional 200 as the featured race, are there any other differences as far as what the riders need to have on them or the support that's available to them on the road?
Sure, it's completely unsupported. Oh, sorry, Ben.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's they're not allowed support crews like the 100 and 200 mile riders are. So yeah, they have to completely take care of themselves. They resupply from gas stations and things along the way. There's even one spot where we have just a private homeowner who has agreed to have their hose in the front yard available for people to fill up on water again along the way. It's completely taking care of themselves. They have to carry quite a bit more water usually because there's longer distances in between and, you know, more need for extra repair tools and things like that. So besides riding for way longer, you know, and potentially up to 36 hours to finish it, they also have to have heavier bikes for more equipment.
Just
it's
incredible. Challenge. Yeah, no doubt about that. So we certainly invite people to cheer them on and get them out with a lot of enthusiasm, and that will be 3 p.m. on Friday afternoon, the XL Grand Departure from 8th and Mechanic. Did you say they're going to have a hose out in the air? That's old school right there, drinking out of a hose. I like that. That is good. All right.
Yeah, you do what you got to do.
And I know that there'll be 100 and 200 sign-ins, and there'll be rider sign-ins, what, Christy, Friday too?
Yep, exactly. At the History Center. So Trevis got that all set up looking pretty for everybody, and that will be from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Friday for riders to sign in. And it does open early for XL and 25 and 50 milers that might be getting in.
Yeah, just want to remind folks, we'll be up there broadcasting live from, I think, 11 until, 10 until 12:30, I believe, on Friday. So hopefully we'll be able to talk to some of the riders that are in town from out of town. And then Saturday, Ben, big day, unwind the unbound schedule.
Whew, yeah, big day. That's my big day for sure, and big day for a lot of riders. The big kickoff of that day is at 6 a.m. That is when the 200-mile riders are leaving from downtown. Their start line is right at 9th Avenue on Commercial Street. They line up all the way down to 6th Avenue, north and south along Commercial. We release them going north also at 6 a.m., and then the 100-mile riders do the same thing at 7 a.m., and we expect probably the first 100-mile finisher somewhere around noon, you know, give or take 15 minutes, and the finish line celebration starts at 11 a.m. so that people can get in there, get loaded in, maybe get a drink and be, start getting excited before the riders start finishing. And from noon on all the way to 3 a.m. on Sunday morning, there will be riders finishing so people can come in and cheer them on and have fun seeing these people with all the dirt and grime on their faces and, super happy to be finishing.
Ben, how busy do you expect it to be downtown here for the finish line, especially coming back off of COVID? Do you expect basically we'll see a full boat of people coming in?
Well, I don't fully know what to expect. We did we reduced some of the activities early on when COVID restrictions were higher, taking away some of the kid activities and things like that. So there might be potentially fewer than normal. You know, especially some of the families, we might see fewer of those. But other than that, I expect it to be, you know, just about business as usual in terms of you know, supporters and fans of the riders coming in, you know, families from outside of town and you know, locals as well coming to enjoy the festivities. Hope everybody has a great time down there. However many show up, it should be fun.
It will be fun. It looks like it's going to be a great day. And Christy, where will the vendors and beer gardens be set up?
The beer garden, we're going to have two specific areas for food and beer. One will be in that 700 block of Mechanic back behind Gravel City Adventure and Supply. That one will actually have a big screen TV so you can watch the live broadcast as you're eating and drinking there. And then we've got another beer garden set up in the 800 block hosting out of the Granada Theater. So there'll be two spots for you to have a tasty beverage if that's your choice. And food will be, like I said, food will be in that 700 block of Mechanic.
So. Let's talk about the video broadcast, Christy. How is this going to work? It's through flowbikes.com, and I know that you've said we've got a number of watch parties going to be going on.
Yes. Yep, we do. We've got 5 watch parties that you can attend and stop by, pick up some great Unbound gravel swag at those. We've got watch parties at the Trolley House, at Bourbon Cowboy, at Charlie's Place, at Town Royal, and also at the Granada Theater, which will be really fun in there because that's got that huge screen. But
yeah.
People can stop by any of those places to watch. I'm sure Gravel City will be streaming it in their shop as well. And then obviously you can watch it live too. So live.
So when does the Unbound coverage begin on Flow Bikes? How much of the race are they going to pick up, Christy?
They're going to start broadcasting as we are anticipating the 100 milers to finish. So somewhere around that 12 p.m. mark. But Ben mentioned earlier, and we'll run those all the way through the top five, the top five finishers of both the men's and women's field. But then the other cool thing is Flow will continue to broadcast where you can view it for free on their Facebook page and also the Unbound Gravel Facebook page. There'll be just a live stream of finishers until 3 a.m. throughout the entire night. So you'll still be able to watch everybody come in if you're not here in town or have to go home for some reason or something. You can still watch the finish line from your home.
But, Christy, one more thing I wanted to ask you, because obviously we're going to have as many as, 2,700 riders, if memory serves me correctly, coming in here to the community. And obviously the traffic is going to be, has already started to increase here with the cyclists that are in town already. Just a reminder here for drivers here in Emporia about the rules of the road here for folks, because we're trying to avoid having any issues or any incidents here on the next several days here with everybody in town.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, we've got a lot of visitors here. They are pretty excited to be here. And you know, a lot of times when people are excited like that, they may not be paying the best of attention. So really asking Emporians to be on super awareness, watch for cyclists as they're out there, because starting today, I mean, we've already seen an increase in traffic, both vehicular and motor, but just watch for those riders out there.
Yeah, and you can.
And thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, you notice all the vendors coming in and the big, bright, beautiful vans and trailers that they have. They're just, it is all bike. It is all gravel. It's all gravel grinding here, I guess, in the gravel grinding capital of the world. And a big week for Emporia and the economic input. Christy, I think you mentioned last week when you were in here, the economic impact for Emporia specifically is substantial, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, for 2019, just from the event weekend alone, it was a $5.5 million economic impact. And you can extrapolate that, you know, throughout the course of the summer, just with increased traffic of people coming in to just ride these roads that this event has helped put on the map. So it's a pretty big deal.
Well, it is a big deal, and I know a number of businesses, specifically downtown. This is a big, big, big part of their year. Their entire year is this weekend coming up. So get down and support our local businesses, and welcome with open arms the riders, the vendors, and their support crew and families. for Unbound. So did we miss anything, Christy?
I have no idea. There's a lot. We're ready to do this, you guys.
Okay.
It's gonna be so much fun. I'm glad that we get the opportunity to come on and share this with you guys. And of course, you've been part of promoting this event from the get-go. So I'm glad you guys will be down there at the History Center talking to riders, getting their stories out there.
Well, Christy, thanks. We appreciate it. Best of luck here this weekend. Ben, good to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on. I'm going to get myself over to the expo area now and start helping them set up and get everything ready for all these riders to come into town. I'm super excited to see everybody.
Great job. We appreciate it, you too. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, Christy Moan and Ben Sachs, who is the race director now for Unbound Gravel. Chuck, it is here and near.
Very here and near, as a matter of fact. And we'll have an update coming up online here shortly on KVUE.com.